It's a lot of fun to watch these young guys, especially the guys in their first year, get to get their first snaps and to see them come off to the sidelines after their first couple plays and see how giddy and excited they are. That's always a special experience because we all remember our first time out there.
J.J. Watt is many things, defensive end, tight end, pitch man, actor, a lot of stuff. He was a spectator a week ago, and he didn't play at all in that game. And that wasn't a big surprise because in the preseason opener a year ago, played about a series. In 2012, he didn't play any preseason football. So, will we see J.J. Watt tonight? It's the not burning question. Dale, is it happening?
Well, if Bill O'Brien had a better sense of humor than I think he does, certainly during a football game, actually has a great sense of humor away from the field,
right.
He would put J.J. out at tight end at least once just to show Kubiak what he was missing.
Kubiak knew that. He just couldn't pull the trigger.
That just wasn't Gary's way of doing things. I would be surprised if we see him at all. I mean, why bother?
Yeah, he didn't play in the second preseason game last year for reference sake.
Yeah, there's no point to having him play.
You know, J.J. made a great point after practice on Wednesday. He said, I go at it so hard every day in practice, even though I'm not actually hitting at the end. I mean, I'm live. I'm live every moment, so there's really not that big a difference for me in actually following through and hit to somebody. So he's getting plenty of work. I would be as protective as possible.
Yeah, and, you know, Vince Wilfork, the nose tackle, defensive lineman, he's very touchy about that because he does play other spots on the line. Vince Wilfork did not play last week, nor did Jonathan Joseph. They might be under that same category this week again as far as not getting too much tech. They might play too. I mean, do you see that changing as well?
I think that it might be a little more likely to see Jonathan Joseph out there a little bit, you know, because chemistry is so important with the back end, and just have him out there for a couple plays, maybe one series, that's it. I mean, with these guys, they know what they're doing. They don't need the preseason to tune up. They've been doing it for so long. They just need to be healthy. And, you know, be healthy.
Because I can speak for all of us. We've liked what we've seen so far in the times Vince Wilfork has been able to get physical and been with the pads on.
Well, what he does, again, is not all that technical. Yeah. He just needs to occupy space and make sure he's in shape. And he's getting himself in shape in practice. So I would very much err on the side of extreme caution with him as well. Although, is it really possible to hurt Vince Wilfork? I'm not sure it is.
Yeah, I'm never going to try that. That's darn sure. So for the rest of this defense, we do know, or we've been told at least, that Peyton Manning will line up at quarterback. How much of a test is that? How good of a test is that for this defensive unit for the Texans?
I think it's a good test. I think the main thing that we have to remember, though, is that defenses are much more simple in the preseason. They don't want to give away what they're going to do during the regular season. So I would expect that Peyton would have a pretty good night because of that very fact, that the offense has an inherent advantage there in a preseason game.
Do you take much out of that, Dale?
Yeah, we're not supposed to be in the preseason all that curious about the other team, but obviously because Kubiak is there and because Peyton is his quarterback, I think we're all very curious to see how that fit's going to be. And frankly, the way Peyton plays, he can't help but be complicated. He doesn't have a dumbed down mode, and they need to get on the same page. So I agree with Tanya. I think they're going to be trying to do more than the Texans are, which means, frankly, it's a great test for the Texans because they're just going to be working on basic stuff, and can they stand up to that without looking too bad?
Raheem Moore, someone asked him this week, is it going to be an advantage or a disadvantage that you know Peyton so well? And he said he thought it was a disadvantage because having a familiarity with what Peyton does is not helpful because he changes it so often.
No doubt, and now it's a new offense. Okay, we've got less than a minute. Less than 10 minutes to kick off. Tonight is a success if, and rule out all the injury stuff. Because
if no one gets hurt.
Right.
I guess it's a success if you figure out, get a little more sense of who the right person to be the starting quarterback will be.
Dale?
I think that's the whole question. If you could get a clear picture on the quarterback, but a clear picture from a good direction, not because the other guy messed up badly, then the night is success. Final score, of course, doesn't matter.
All right, you're the wine editor of the Houston Chronicle. Give me
value
Cabernet for the folks watching at home.
Fry Brothers, Frei, Brothers, just like brothers.
That's why we have them on. It's Dale Robertson. Dale, Tanya, thank you so much. You didn't get a wine reco, but we'll work on something next time for you. We appreciate you coming on. Folks, we appreciate you watching, and we can't wait for kickoff. Kevin Kugler's calling the play-by-play. Spencer Tillman's got the color commentator position, and I'll be down on the sideline talking with Jonathan Joseph and Dwayne Brown this evening. We thank you so much for watching. We'll be back again next week at this very same time. This has been Texans extra points.